with headlines and hits. Dwayne Johnson took to social media today to reveal the star-studded cast for the new movie, DC League of Super Pets. The animated film is based on Crypto the Superdog, voiced by Dwayne Johnson, which is Superman's best friend. The movie also stars Kevin Hart, Kate McKinnon, John Krasinski, Keanu Reeves, and more. MTV has announced their Video Music Awards will return to New York this September. They are set to be held at New York's Barclays Center on September 12th and will be live. Finally, Taraji P. Henson has been cast as Miss Hannigan in the NBC's version of Annie Live. It will air on December 2nd. For more headlines and hits, head to WHUD.com. I'm Jill.
Oh, Miss Hannigan. I would love to play that role. I'm too short, not talented enough, but I would love to play Miss
Hannigan. Aside from that...
What is going on with our little Mensa child?
Oh, I'm telling you, the more I hear about this kid, the more I want to like follow her story as she ages. She's only two now. Cash Quest is her name. And she's the youngest member of Mensa, of the real intelligent people. You know, an IQ of 146, as they can measure it right now. The average person's about 100. And her mom is Sujit Athwal in California. She says it's been very interesting to get her tested.
So we met with the private psychologist, and she was very sweet, and, you know, Cash kind of connected with her. So they did the test, and then we immediately got the score after, but they do a breakdown analysis at the end. So in the beginning, we kind of weren't sure what everything meant. We were all new to this, and when she explained it to us, I think we were kind of like, okay, we kind of knew there was something going on already, but I think it kind of just confirmed what we had already thought.
What kind of things can she do as a two-year-old that are unusual?
I would say by 16 to 18 months, Cash had already known all her letters, phonics, sounds, numbers, colors, shapes, planets. She can identify to 100, and she's reading at a kinder level. She's doing sight words. Her vocabulary and emotional intelligence is very high, so she understands. I mean, granted, she's still 2 years old, so she does have negotiations and tantrums, and, you know, she has to learn to share and how to interact with other two-year-olds, but she is also very understanding of how to correctly respond to a situation and why a tantrum wouldn't have been the best situation. So very rarely after a tantrum does she say, you know, I shouldn't have done that. So she is able to actually assess her own feelings because she understands what she was doing. But it's, again, she's in a two-year-old body. And so she does have her moments, but she is able to understand and process. And then currently we're working on things like logic and memory. So she's doing lots of puzzles. So currently she's working on 24 to 36 piece puzzles. We're doing lots of memory, mind, kind of cognitive games, and just to kind of keep her brain going. And then obviously, a lot of the stuff that's gone viral is she can identify the states just by shape and on the map, and she knows the elements on the periodic table by their symbol. We hope the world stays tuned to watch her grow.
She knows the elements on the periodic table by symbol.
2 years old.
Oh, and she's so adorable, and I just hope she has a happy, happy life.
Yeah, you know, you hope she doesn't get too much attention. Hopefully the parents are very protective in one sense. And I love, too, that she says she has tantrums. She's, you know, the terrible twos they talk about. So she's still a normal kid in that regard. But then she, you know, later discusses it with the parents about what went wrong. Oh, man. So look for her. She's on all the social media stuff. Two-year-old Cash Quest, K-A-S-H-E-Q-U-E-S-T, Quest.
Yes, Cash. That's a little cute girl.
Yeah, Cash Quest. We'll be following her developments